seemed as dynamic and flawless as the next. There was no trance or automatic writing involved. We had no idea how she did it. We did know, however, that it was happening consistently, every week. Up until that time, Akiana had read only nursery rhymes, so the source of the stunning imagery, rhythm, and aphoristic wisdom in her poetry was a mystery to us. We observed her working and witnessed the evidence of her spirituality, but we could only guess and wonder at her intricate connection to the spirit. Strangely enough, she never spoke of her poems. At least in the beginning, writing was something she was totally indifferent about. It was like combing her hair, something she needed to do, but it wasn't of great importance to her. With the passing of time, Akiana felt more and more compelled to write, remaining completely oblivious to the maturity of her compositions. Often she would include words in her poetry that neither Marcus nor I knew the meaning of. Some of her words, as it turned out, weren't in dictionaries because they were combinations or composites of words that created new meanings. Interestingly enough, Akiana was never drawn to read the works of other writers. "It's not time yet," she would remark whenever we offered to buy her a book of poetry. Even when we did buy her a few books, they only collected dust on the bookshelf. Akiana's initial compositions were written in a combination of Lithuanian, English, and Russian. She would either scribble the poems down and fly them to me folded in paper airplanes, or urgently dictate them to me. After Akiana created a poem, she would undertake the process of translation, irritated that the translation would take her many times longer than the original writing. What she loved about poetry was that she could so quickly and effortlessly express ideas she didn't have to discuss, ideas that nobody judged. The process of translation, however, she regarded as an intrusion into her writing freedom. She found it tedious and time-consuming, and she worried that the specific meaning she sought to express would be changed as a result. Soon, Akiana was drawn to write only in English. Now that she felt free to record the ideas spontaneously, without any need for translation, her interest in writing increased. Apparently, many of the poems she wrote were connected. Each poem seemed to explain or respond to another, as though they were all pieces in one great and complex jigsaw puzzle. Akiana herself noted that the messages were somehow coded. It was apparent that there was much more there than the eye could see or the ear could hear. As her interest in poetry blossomed, her interest in schoolwork faded. Not a day passed without Akiana, who was now in second grade, asking us to take her out of school. "Let me study at home."